Happy New Year's. Today is January the 4th, and I just wanted to hop on because recently I saw this rapper by the name of Boonk Gang, B-O-O-N-K Gang, on social media, and he was breaking down crying and pouring his heart out, and it was pretty touching. And I think everyone should see or hear the video. I don't know. It seems like when you are in an entertainment business, rap, music, movies, a lot of pressure is on you. I don't know, to be the best. You get scrutinized on social media, whether it's bad or good, I don't know. But it just seems like if you are a celebrity or sort of a known for something, you catch a lot of backlash. It can be an emotional roller coaster, it seems. But this rapper, Boonk Gang, that I saw had a touching story, and I just wanted to share it with you guys this new year, and maybe it can change your life as well if you're going through something. So I'm going to be playing the audio in a few seconds. Hello, hello. Okay, so this is part two. I didn't add the recording to the other podcast, so this is, you could say, part two. And this is Boonk Gang's, the audio with him confessing and pouring out his heart. All right, so here we go.
I just want to stand in front of you. Oh. I bow down in front of you. I know why I was able to get back up and fight through it all. Even when I think about it and I say I read all the books, I did the hours of reading, I spent a lot of time by myself, I did this, even though I know why I felt like it was me. It wasn't just me, it was God. God giving me the tools, the signs to even spiritually grow. God, helping me survive. When I felt like I couldn't, God helped me be strong. When I felt like I was weak, God giving me the strength to move forward. When I felt like I couldn't, and I made it seem like it was just me. It was just me by myself, and I know it wasn't. And it was really selfish of me. I want to share a story with y'all I experienced in jail. And when I was in this was 2 years ago. When I did a couple months in LA County Jail. And it's a real life experience. And when I was there, this is when I first started learning about the Bible. I went to my cell, and I did like a month and a half with my cellmate. His name is Joshua Pardue. When I was in jail, he first started teaching me about the Bible, and it was a humbling experience. It was real humbling because me learning about the power of Jesus and how humble he was with so much power he had really made me humble myself, knowing how much fame I had, but how I carried myself. It wasn't how Jesus carried himself. It was just evil. All the I had wicked in me. But learning about the stories of Jesus and how humble he was, it really made me humble myself, right? One time I was so caught up in the Bible. It was one night I took time to sing a melody. To sing a melody for the people in jail. I was in my cell, but I sung it loud enough so everybody could hear me. And I was singing, Jesus loves you. For he died on the cross for our sins. He's always with you from beginning to the end. And I was just singing that. I was singing, Jesus loves you. For he died on the cross for our sins. He's always with you from beginning to the end. And I was just singing that.
Okay, that was his touching story. Very, very touching story. It seems like the Lord came into his life and he really, really wants to be saved and really, really wants to live his life. The thing about this young man, he does a lot of crazy stunts. He orders food from restaurants, don't pay for it, to get likes on Instagram. He does like a lot of radical, crazy things for attention. And this young man needs help, but it seems like he has receive spiritual help. So I just wanted to play that for you guys. You know, very touching. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Peace.